Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
This is an encore presentation.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
At least 700 Israelis killed in the worst attack on Israel in its history. The world's recoiling in shock and in anger. Why did this happen? How? How did this happen? Well, we are going to get into that on the program this morning. $6 billion, of course, recently released. And, oh, yes, Iran might have helped plan the whole thing. My friends, the world has changed. Again, we want to welcome you to the program this morning. I'm your host, Kyle Warren, and this is the place for news and politics overnight in America. We're glad that you're joining us. We're broadcasting, of course, live from our Sela Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here on this Monday morning by way of Southern California. And we're broadcasting to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country and, of course, via satellite on the GCN network. We want to say a special hello to everybody working at GCN this morning. And, of course, if you're streaming the show, welcome to you as well. If you're working overnight across America, we want to give you a special shout-out. We're taking your phone calls, of course, at 1-877-969-8600. 1-877-969-8600. That is the telephone line if you'd like to call in and opine about this terrible, horrible event that we've been witnessing all weekend long in Israel. The details, of course, are grisly. The implications, of course, are going to be far-reaching. First things first, though, we're going to have to find a way to get that situation stabilized. The Israeli Defense Forces, of course, but also our help for our great ally, our biggest ally in the Middle East. So we need to help them get that situation stabilized, however possible we can do that. And as I said, the implications are going to be far-reaching, folks. This does change things. You know, I've been talking about recently about sea changes. They seem to come along so very often now these days, one after the other. This, of course, happened just about 50-year anniversary of the Yom Kippur War. And the big question that everybody's asking, as I just mentioned in the intro, is number one, how did this happen? And number two, why did this happen? Well, we're going to cover these things in terms of the intelligence that evidently is just missing in this case, or it was ignored. And the why, of course, historic times we live in, historic times where Saudi Arabia has been becoming very serious about trying to normalize relations with Israel, and then Hamas makes this attack, which obviously had to be planned over a long period of time, at least over many, many months. And, of course, having Iran's help to do it. That's what the Wall Street Journal is telling us, folks. They're reporting on Sunday that Iranian security officials, this by way of Fox News, approved Hamas's plan to attack Israel during a meeting in Beirut last Monday. By the way, do you recall just about a week ago we got something out of that meeting or out of a Hamas official or Iranian official, I should say, where it was talked about, evidently at one of these meetings, that they had been, of course, instrumental in the Beirut attacks against U.S. Marines back in the early 1980s. So something definitely was in the offing, evidently. So again, back to the article. Hamas and Hezbollah leaders said Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps worked with Hamas since August on air, land, and sea attack plans. Okay, so this is a very, very devastating detail in all of this. Because obviously, folks, Iran's direct involvement, as it would appear according to this reporting, Iran's direct involvement means that this particular conflict has larger, far-reaching ramifications, perhaps like never before. Now, Secretary Blinken was talking with George Stephanopoulos earlier on Sunday, on the Sunday shows, where he did say, well, this is not a state-to-state attack, as perhaps we saw back during the Yom Kippur War, but of course it is Hamas. But at this point, I don't know that we're starting, that we're easily making those kinds of differentiations. Hamas, of course, came into the Gaza Strip back in 2007. They overran Gaza because, as you might recall, Israel pulled back its forces and they took out their settlers and their troops back in 2005. But here came Hamas. But Israel believed that they still had a technological edge. They were able to monitor this. They continued their intelligence gathering. And at least up to this point, they felt confident that they knew what might happen and be able to anticipate and be able to see something coming. Now, we understand, I think they breached at about 15 different places. They sent about 1,000 terrorists across the borders. We've heard the stories. They are grisly, as I said. They are taking people. Number one, they're murdering people in their homes. They're murdering the elderly. They're murdering the handicapped. They're murdering and dragging, or they're grabbing people and dragging them back across Gaza, the border, so that they are hostages. And to say that this is not a significant event would be entirely wrong, because obviously this is a major, major event that we are seeing happening. So as I mentioned, Tony Blinken, I believe we have something from him. Yes, here's George Stephanopoulos asking him about the intelligence failure. Let's listen in.
How do you explain this intelligence failure, especially on the anniversary of the Yom Kippur War?
George, there'll be time to look at that and to make determinations about what may have been missed. And right now, the focus has to be on the effort to get to repel the aggression by the Hamas terrorists.
Okay, we're going to stop right there because we're heading over to the break, folks. Kyle Warren with you. Give me a call, 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. We are going to continue with this and taking your phone calls back after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
You're listening to an encore presentation.
We are the place for news and politics live in the overnights all across America, folks. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. Of course, the toll-free line, if you'd like to call in and opine, is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. And we do have a caller. We're going to get to the caller here in just a few moments. First, I want to let you know that this portion of the program is being brought to you by MyPillow. Check out MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com for all the great MyPillow products, and they've got some great deep discounts going on there right now. Check out MyPillow.com. All you need to have, though, is the promo code. The promo code is Captain. That's Captain is the promo code. Check them out. You can also call them on the telephone, 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. Again, the promo code is Captain. They will help you out. All right. So once again, right before we get to the caller, I do want to finish here what Anthony Blinken was saying to George Stephanopoulos, that there's going to be time for this to try to figure out where this intelligence failure happened. Let's join up again here and listen to what Anthony Blinken, Secretary Blinken, was telling earlier today on the Sunday shows. Let's listen in.
They've been missed, and right now the focus has to be on the effort to get to repel the aggression by the Hamas terrorists, to push them back, and to put Israel in a position where this doesn't happen again.
But there are implications for the United States as well, of course. We rely on Israeli intelligence, don't we?
We have a very close relationship with Israeli intelligence, as well as with the Israeli military, as well as with Israel more broadly. So, yes, of course, this is something that they and we will be looking at. But the effort right now has to be in dealing with the aggression from Hamas, with these attacks. There remains intense fighting around Gaza. We continue to see that. The rest of the country right now seems to be calmer, but the intensity of the fighting is real. And we had about 1,000 Hamas militants who infiltrated Israel. Most of them seem to have either been killed or gone back into Gaza. But as I said, intense fighting remains. So that's the focus. And the focus is also on taking steps to make sure, to the best of their ability for Israel, that this doesn't repeat itself.
So again, there's Secretary Blinken talking with George Stephanopoulos. I got to tell you, I think even George Stephanopoulos seems to be pretty shocked about this whole thing and how this intelligence failure came to be for both Israel and perhaps even the United States intelligence community. So we'll be talking more about that, of course, as we head through the program. We'll also talk about Saudi Arabia. We'll talk about the motivations there. And the $6 billion, well, they're saying, well, it hasn't been transferred yet. They don't have it yet. But guess what? They know they got $6 billion coming in. Right? They got $6 billion coming in, and that means they could spend all kinds of other money helping Hamas plan the attack. All right, let's go out to Riverside, California, and we've got Jack in Riverside. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. As the acting president, I know that in 1979, under Carter and Brzezinski, the CIA put in the Ayatollah. That evil government has been in power in Iran for too long. And what I would do is take the high-intensity laser beam targeting weapon that was used on Maui inappropriately, and I would aim it over a four-block area in Tehran where the Ayatollah and the Rebel Revolutionary Guard live. I would take them out, turn them to ashes. The people there would be dancing in the street. We would liberate Iran because the people hate the government there. And by taking out the Ayatollah and the Revolutionary Guard, that is the heart of evil of the Axis there. And then I would repeal the NSA Act of 1947, shut down the CIA responsible for all of this going on.
Okay. Well, Jack in Riverside, I appreciate it. So what we're talking about, of course, again, you know, you bring up an interesting point, and that is that Israel may take some action. Thanks again, Jack, and we'll talk to you again real soon. All right. Well, yes, the idea has been talked about all through the weekend that Israel may take some direct action, especially if this Wall Street Journal report turns out to be accurate, which I don't have any reason to believe why it wouldn't be at this point. But again, we're waiting for confirmation on these things. But if that were to be the case, that changes the game, doesn't it? It changes the game, and it means that this can expand very quickly. It also puts front and center, and I'm not really trying to talk about just the political implications of this, but it does put front and center the Biden administration's somehow trying to help Iran get back into the Iranian nuclear deal. They released the $6 billion. And what was said when the $6 billion was announced it was going to be released? And, of course, you did get these hostages back. But everybody to a T essentially said, well, this money is going to empower Iran. It's going to empower their ability to do bad things, to do evil things. And I agree, it's an evil regime. There's no doubt about that. But how are we going to move forward from this? Now, one of the things, too, is I was thinking they need to be able to freeze that money again. This is unconscionable. This is unforgivable in the grand sense that you're going to refreeze that money. Why? Because Iran has shown that, again, as we knew before, and now we're getting some more confirmation that Iran is a state sponsor of terrorism. Once again, 1-877-969-8600. That's the number you can call if you'd like to call in and opine. And, of course, it's been a state sponsor of terrorism. But the Biden administration continued to treat it as though, well, maybe they're trying to get back in the world community. Maybe we need them. Trump was so mean to them. Trump dumped out of the horrible Obama-Iran nuclear deal, and Trump was terrible. And we're trying to make up for Trump. And they'll find some other way to blame this on Trump at some point. Right? But now it's out there. Everybody can see. And what's happened, of course, in Israel is unconscionable. It is something that is just absolutely just unfathomable to see what has happened there. I want you to hear what has been going on in Times Square, what was going on over the weekend there. I want you to hear this clip At some point, it's taken from a little bit of a distance, but I want you to hear the people cheering because you have somebody, a speaker that's saying what's happening in Israel, and listen to the people cheering about this carnage that is happening.
Early morning on Saturday, October 7th, our resistance stormed illegal settlements and paraglided across colonial borders.
Are you part of the
resistance fired more than 5,000 rockets.
Oh, whoa, yeah, listen to them go. This is happening in Times Square, as I understand. 5,000 rockets, perhaps at the very least, at least several thousand rockets. And those rockets, of course, designed to do what? Designed to overpower, by attrition, the Iron Dome. The Iron Dome can handle only so much. So how do you beat it? Through attrition. By the way, we're hearing tell that these rockets aren't simply some kind of homemade one-off rockets or something like that. These are very sophisticated, which, again, indicates a lot more help and a lot more organization and a lot more money. And to hear this kind of whooping it up because they're going into Israel and shooting some 5,000 rockets, these rockets, of course, doing all kinds of damage. Now, the Iron Dome can handle a modicum of rockets. That's what it's designed to do. But it can't handle thousands and thousands at the same time. So these, and it used to just be that the Palestinian, or from launching something from Gaza, you try to get a lucky shot, right? But now you've got so many rockets that they're hitting all kinds of places just because of the amount of them. I want you to hear one more clip. This again from Times Square in New York City. Listen in.
From the river to the sea. From the river to the sea.
Saying from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Again, there is no connotation anymore of trying to have the two-state system, all these things we've been talking about for so long, all the way back to President Clinton, President Reagan, go on as far as you want to go. And that's not happening. And why? Because every time you get a chance to do that, something like this happens. And they're not talking about having some kind of, again, two-state system. They want to push Israel into the sea. That is the objective that they have. And it's on stark relief right now for the whole world to see. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We're going to go away just for a moment, pay a couple of bills. When we come back, want to get more of your telephone calls, 1-877-969-8600.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA News Update. President Biden has reaffirmed his unwavering dedication to Israel's security.
As I said yesterday, my commitment to Israel's security and the safety of the Jewish people is unshakable. The United States has Israel's back, and we're going to be working on this all through today and beyond.
The president told reporters that he had a conversation with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu earlier today, emphasizing the ongoing commitment to address the escalating conflict in the Middle East. The United Auto Workers strike has entered a 27th day, with UAW members currently picketing at 43 different facilities nationwide. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise has emerged as the Republican Party's choice for Speaker of the House. The Louisiana congressman will now need to garner at least 217 votes on the House floor. That is the very latest. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
For broadcast at this time,
this is an encore presentation.
I was watching my local news earlier on Sunday night, and watching some of their reports from LAX, where you have some of these flights that either originated out of Israel at the last minute, and you had Israelis being able to flee the country just in time, or as these attacks were beginning. And then you had, of course, some of these other flights that were actually turned back while they were in flight heading towards Israel when all this broke out, and they had to turn around and go back to their airport of origin, and in this case LAX, I believe. I think one was from San Francisco as well, but obviously people are looking for their loved ones. They're looking to get contact with them. They are looking to find out any information they can find, and what we are hearing from them, my friends, is that it is worse than what we are even seeing or hearing about on the news. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 1-877-969-8600. That's the number if you'd like to call in and talk about these events or any of the other days' news, weekend's news. This is obviously overshadowing, I should say, so much. But we do want to hear from you. 1-877-969-8600. This portion of our program is being brought to you by Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And you want to head over to relieffactor.com/captain. You want to check out the 1995 3-week quick start. start. And you need to take Relief Factor. Why should you take it? Well, because it works, of course. A lot of people get, with the inflammation, they get pain, they get all these kinds of things. And that's what Relief Factor is designed to control. It does this namely by the ingredients that are in it, like turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. They help to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is where you get the pain, swelling, and discomfort. So you want to check them out at relieffactor.com/captain and check out the 3-week quick start for $19.95. And by the way, no drugs in this product. No drugs in this product whatsoever. So check them out today, relieffactor.com/captain. All right. So as we continue here, we do want to, again, let you know that, this is going to have far-reaching ramifications. It will change the U.S. presidential election. There's just no doubt about it. And I've been saying these kinds of things for a while now. Looking at possible, will Biden be the nominee? Who ultimately will be the nominee for the Republicans? Right now, of course, Trump far and away leading in the polls. But, here we are. It's now October. As we get into next year, the latter part of this year and into early next year, and certainly the summertime, we don't know what the world's going to look like. We all went to bed basically on Friday, and everything starts up in Israel. And so the world can change literally in just a moment of time. The old expression, right? The New York minute. And so while we're standing steadfast with our friends in Israel, I'll just tell you here real quick. Many years ago, I was doing a little show, and I was it was actually in the infancy of internet broadcasting way back in the day, and there was a person in Israel who kind of found me and started corresponding with me, and he would tell me how things were going in Israel and so forth, and this was back in the day when you had a lot of the kinds of attacks where you'd have the pizzeria attack or the suicide bombers and so forth. And we'd correspond back and forth until one day that stopped, and I found out that he had been on a bus that had a suicide bomber climb aboard, and he was killed. It just brought home to me the terrible seriousness of all of this. And so while we're not seeing those kinds of attacks per se in these days, the attack that we just saw was just again a pure evil attack. They're not attacking combatants, quote unquote. They're not attacking soldiers. They're attacking elderly people. They're dragging them across the border as a hostage. They're murdering people in their homes. This is a sea change in hostilities. And so, as I said, we're going to stand with our friends in Israel. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, this from Newsmax, said Sunday he has ordered the Ford carrier group, that's the Gerald Ford carrier group, strike group, I should say, to sail to the eastern Mediterranean to be ready to assist Israel after the attack by Hamas that has left more than 1,000 dead on both sides at the time this was written. So it's about 700, we understand, right now on the Israeli side, and approximately 400 on the Palestinian side, from what we understand. Those numbers, I hate to say, will likely change dramatically, but this is the information we have right now. The Americans reported also, by the way, Americans reported also to be among those who are killed and or missing, and I believe there has been some confirmation of that. Americans, also other nationalities as well, people that had come to Israel and or into the Gaza area. The music festival that was going on at that time, I think well over 200 people killed in that incident there. And that music festival, by the way, was there for peace. They were talking about peace. And this brings me to this notion that why is this happening? Well, just like back in the days when you saw President George W. Bush stand in the Rose Garden of the White House, and he would say, put the prestige of the American presidency on the line and say, this is our roadmap for peace. We're endorsing the two-state solution, what have you. The the terrorists at that of that time period, and which are the same groups basically, they would simply start up something because they didn't want peace. Because what did we hear in the previous segment? You know, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. That means push Israel into the ocean. That means eradicate the Israeli people, the Jewish people. This is the worst that we've seen in terms of this kind of thing since the Holocaust, according to one of the observers there. We thought that we had really begun to eradicate this kind of thing in our world, on our planet, right, by fighting and beating the Nazis. But it is alive and well, I hate to tell you. And it's very, very serious. And this is one of those things where it's an abomination. It's an abomination. But President Bush standing in the Rose Garden and giving his endorsement to the two-state solution, basically, again, broke up. You can go back and listen to Jimmy Carter with, Yasser Arafat and so forth. Even back in the days, you remember what happened to Anwar Sadat, right? Well, he might make peace with Israel. So they assassinated him in a horrible attack, right, from a parade. I remember that day. And so this is the latest iteration, the latest expression of the terrorist organizations that literally hate Israel. They don't want to find a way to peacefully coexist with Israel. They're not interested in being part of the community of nations. They don't care, and they want to destroy Israel. It's just that simple. And I hate to say it, it's just that kind of thing. You can't deal with that. You can't reason with that. And so they've done this because, of course, in a very serious manner, Saudi Arabia was looking to normalize relations with Israel, with the Crown Prince, just not that long ago. What was it, maybe 2 weeks ago, talking with Brett Baer in a special interview that was far-reaching on a lot of different things. I remember listening to that interview, and they were talking about the notion of beginning that process. And if that were to occur, that, of course, again, diminishes the ability of these terror groups to have sway and to try to achieve their ultimate objective, which is to get rid of Israel. And it's a very serious thing that we see rearing up again. And unfortunately, the traditional diplomatic carrots just don't make any sense to these groups. And say, well, it's not state-sponsored. Well, it is if Iran came in and helped them plan it and helped them to finance it. And Blinken over there telling us again that, well, they can't spend any of this money unless it's on humanitarian aid. Well, here's the term that's going around all through the weekend, and that is money is fungible. Well, of course it is. And you can take the money that you have right now and spend it on Hamas because, you know, you're going to get the money back later on. You're going to play games with it anyway. $6 billion, and this happens. It's because they now figured out as well, hey, the West is being fooled perhaps by us, folks. Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600. That is the telephone line. Would love to hear from you. Give me a call on the other side of the break.
Third Watch.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
You're listening to an encore presentation.
It is the Monday edition, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. A great pleasure, of course, to be with you here as we do roll across your radio dial in the overnight hours. We are in place for news and politics, and we're taking your phone calls, of course, at 1-877-969-8600. We're going to continue throughout the morning, by the way, as needed here, talking about what's happening in Israel, because there always are going to be developments. We're monitoring them, of course, as we go through the overnight hours. But first, we're going to get to our Trucker Highway and Byway report here in just a few moments. And again, it's our great pleasure to be right along there in the cab with our truckers heading all over points unknown all throughout the United States of America this morning. And if you're traveling, if you're driving, we want to also say hello to you. And if you're working a shift this morning, if you're doing something for your job and so forth and you found us, we're glad to be with you. with you as well. Before we get to our song, as we wake up our truckers, make sure they got something to really rock along to as they head down the highways and byways, just want to let you know that as we go through the early morning hours here, we're going to be talking again with Denise Simon. She's going to be coming up here at the end of hour two. And then in hour four, we'll be talking with Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. And then also we have a special treat this morning. We're going to be talking with Judge Daryl Manning. He's going to be telling us about the Veterans Outreach Court in Hillsborough County. This is a great thing, a great event for our veterans, and he's going to be telling us all about it. So that comes up about 5:30 in the morning. That's hour number four in the program. So we hope that you can stay with us for that. Oh, and by the way, let's just give a shout-out to an affiliate here real quick before we start the song. Good morning to everybody listening to AM 920, The Answer in Atlanta, Georgia. And by the way, folks, I noticed earlier today when I was getting ready to put together the songs for the morning, and that is today's October 9th, and that is the birthday, actually, of John Lennon. Let's hear some rock and roll music.
Just let me hear some of the rock and roll music.
Rock and roll music, of course, John Lennon on the lead vocal there. And that's an iconic vocal track right there for rock and roll music. And thought we'd get us going with that one this morning. You know, John Lennon, of course, was born on October 9th, 1940. And obviously, of course, very sad, was assassinated in New York City in 1980. And I do remember the night that Howard Cosell broke in on Monday Night Football to tell of that very, very terrible breaking news. We still have these great recordings, and a lot of times it really does lift you up. All right, let's take a look at the weather out there this morning for our drivers out there. We do have something that's going to be coming into the Pacific Northwest. We see a lot of rain just off the coast of Seattle, of Washington. Washington, down through Oregon, and even down to a little bit into Northern California this morning. It's off the coast right now, but if we take a look, for example, at the forecast for Seattle, looks like they've got all kinds of rain coming in Monday, also on Tuesday through Wednesday, hopefully clearing out by Thursday. Same story, basically, for our friends in Portland, Oregon, Monday, Tuesday, and looks like even some thunderstorms on Wednesday. And Northern California, of course, also is going to get some of this as well. So perhaps if you're in the Eureka area and over towards Redding, Interstate 5 and so forth, it looks like that might be part, might be in the offing as well. Things could change, but that's what we're seeing right now. That's the kind of the major rain that we're looking at across the country. We do have some rain in West Virginia right now. This is going to be in the Sutton area. This is going to be northeast of Charleston. And then west of Charleston over towards Portsmouth, Ohio, we've got some rain happening there. Jackson, Ohio as well. Columbus, if you're in Columbus, going to be trucking through there. If you're in Columbus listening, you probably got all kinds of rain happening there right now. Madison, Indiana, almost said Wisconsin, but Madison, Indiana, rain in that area down towards Bedford and over towards Austin as well. So you want to be aware of that. We've also got, looks like, a frost advisory covering most of Wisconsin this morning, heading up into parts of eastern Minnesota. If you're in the Duluth area, you got a freeze warning. This is going to head on up to the Canadian border, basically. So just be aware of that. Looks like also, let's see here, if you're going to be, we've got some, looks like high fire danger conditions, this in parts of central Georgia due to low relative humidities that are going on there right now. And then also this north of Atlanta, it looks like we've got the same basic structure there. Again, low humidities, and so you've got some high fire danger because also due to strong winds. So that's kind of what we're seeing heading. Oh, and just to round it all out here, folks, we've got frost advisories to tell you about. This in North Carolina, near Greenville, Williamston, Kingston, down towards Wallace right now. And then over near Winston-Salem, we've got also a frost advisory. This is going to head all the way over towards Hendersonville, Tennessee, I believe, and Franklin, Tennessee. So it's going to be starting to get colder. Southern California, where I'm at, looks like we're going to get a little bit cooler. It was hot over the weekend. It's like almost, well, not exactly summertime, but it's getting there. But we might get some cooler temperatures and then warm up again. You know, it's California. What can I say? It's hot, it's cold. And then it's always the opposite of whatever it is that you want to go do that weekend. I'm telling you for sure. But folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the program. And you want to check out this October for earning 5 points per gallon. That's right, 5 points per gallon. Don't miss out on this great chance when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app. That's Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app. You can download that at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. And you can start to unlock the biggest rewards after, get this, after just 8 fills. After just 8 fills, you can start getting these great other rewards and so forth. So check them out today, pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. When you go there, you can use their locations function as well. Find the nearest Pilot or Flying J Travel Center near you. It's real easy to do. I've done it a bunch of times. Just put in your location, your zip code, and you'll see a map of all these different locations that you can visit. You can plan your trip accordingly. And if you're RVing out there still this time of year, they've got great amenities for you as well. And so, of course, for our pro drivers, our truckers out there, you want to stop in, get your supplies, your fuel, get something great to eat. Pilot Flying J Travel Centers at pilotflyingj.com. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Stay tuned for your local news. And on the other side of the break, at the top of the hour, we're going to continue telling you the latest on what's happening in Israel. Taking your phone calls at 1-877-969-8600. Stay right there.
Hi, Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.